Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell, here back once again, and glad to be a part of this show. I'll be joining Doug here before too terribly long, as we usually do on a weekly basis. In the meantime, as usual, I try to address questions that I get either face-to-face from patients in my clinic or that come in through email, because we get a lot of email from all around the country, from the southern tip of Florida all the way up to the Kenai Peninsula in Alaska, from those who listen to the Good Day Health Show. And a question I've been asked recently, especially with kids going back to school, our questions about milk. Now, I have podcasts on milk. I've talked about milk, 30, 40 years now. And there's always new questions that come up, not necessarily with people that I've discussed this with before, but with people who are genuinely interested when they actually start reading the labels of some milk products. And if I can't get my patients and the listening audience with the Good Day Health Show to do anything else, I would like them to be sure to read the labels. So whatever it is you drink, whatever it is you eat, whatever it is you put on your skin or in your hair, read the labels. And if there are words that you cannot pronounce in the contents on those labels, you might want to think about maybe trying something else, because they're so synthetic. So the question that milk, the big thing is the pasteurized milk versus raw milk. That's always been the big argument, or not the big, you know, not necessarily an argument, but an issue that arises all the time. Now, I might sound a little stuffy. That's because my cat slept next to me on my bed last night. And because of the vigorous activity I was involved with yesterday, I went to bed early, very tired. Didn't want to move, and every now and then I can feel her jump up on the bed next to me, and I always, you know, kind of, Lucy, get out of here, get out of here. And I think she slept a little too close to my head last night, because I feel a little stuffy this morning. I'm sure I sound that way, but it's just because of the cat hairs. But I feel great, and I'm excited to do the show. So the question is, what does pasteurization do to the vitamins that are in milk? Now, I'm going to quote from an article that was published in the Journal of Food Protection, published back in 2011. Pasteurization of milk ensures safety for human consumption by reducing the number of viable pathogenic bacteria. So begins the article. The argument for pasteurizing milk, of course, is to protect you from bacteria that grows in the milk. That's not true. Milk is pasteurized to allow crappy product getting into the system that doesn't infect or degrade the value of the better quality milk that's in the system. Because there's always some producers here and there that let some stuff get through that should not get through into the system. And because milk, whole raw milk, is one of the most vital sources of food and nutrition on the planet. Just ask any mammal mother as she raises her little mammal young, whether it's a sheep, a deer, an elephant, a horse, a cow, a giraffe, a lion, why they feed their children raw milk and what that raw milk turns those animals into. The same thing applies to human beings. We do not pasteurize mother's breast milk when she's feeding her newborn baby. We stay raw as long as we possibly can. So in this study, so-called study, in the Journal of Food Protection, pasteurization of milk, to repeat what I said there earlier, because I want to make a point here, pasteurization of milk ensures safety for human consumption by reducing the number of viable pathogenic bacteria. Now, according to the study authors, one argument against pasteurization is its association, quote, with the destruction of selected vitamins present in raw milk. Now, that statement's not completely accurate, but I'll get back to it here in a moment. Nonetheless, the direct effect of pasteurization on vitamin levels is important to know. So these researchers in this study were looking at measuring vitamins A, B1, B2, B6, B12, vitamins E, C, E, and folate, and eliminating many for various reasons, some which seemed a little frivolous, such as not this study wasn't published in English, or this study wasn't reporting sample size, or this study didn't include standard deviation, or not reporting mean values at different things. So they looked at a bunch of different studies, but nevertheless, even after leaving out about half of the studies that looked at vitamin levels that were published between 1936 and 2003, the researchers came up with some rather interesting results, starting with the fat-soluble vitamins. Now, we have fat-soluble vitamins and we have water-soluble vitamins. The fat-soluble vitamins, essentially A, D, E, and K. And the water-soluble vitamins would be vitamins, the B vitamins and C. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com as well as JackStockwell.com. If this is the first time you've listened to the show, we invite you, and we're glad you're a part of the program here. I've been doing this show with Doug Steffen for, at least 15 years now on a regular weekly basis. And it's always a great, it's just a lot of fun for me to be able to talk to a larger audience than a handful of people in the clinic at one time. But I want to get back to the fat-soluble vitamins. Starting on vitamin A, the studies were very inconsistent. There were two studies that reported a reduction, and strangely enough, two that reported an increase in vitamin A after pasteurization. And of course, the suspicion that would justify that is that vitamin A had been added to the pasteurized milk. But the data that was available didn't allow the researchers to make some very important conclusions about vitamin E, because, quote, pasteurization appeared to qualitatively reduce concentrations of vitamin E. And then they didn't even look at vitamin D, quote, because secreted bovine milk is deficient in vitamin D based on human nutrition needs. And they didn't discuss vitamin K2, not even on the radar screen until recently. I think it's only about the last decade you even heard about vitamin K2. And then looking at the water-soluble vitamins, the researchers found a significant decrease in vitamins B12, B2, folate, and just a slight decrease with vitamins B1 and B6. And as for vitamin C, a significant decrease in vitamin C was discovered after the milk had been treated with heat. Now, again, the argument out there that they try to sell you on is that we pasteurize this milk to protect you. In fact, it's pasteurized to protect the milk industry, as I said earlier, from crappy stuff, bloody, pussy, infected milk that ends up in the big major supply. And of course, since milk is such a rich supply of vitamins and enzymes and minerals and life itself, that those pathogens can rapidly increase in raw milk. The trick to raw milk is just to keep it cold, to get it cold as possible after it comes out of the cow or the goat or wherever, whatever your source of milk is. And inside of the raw milk are plenty of enzymes that protect it from pathogenic infection. But that's I'll talk about that later. So these results are pretty shocking. When you look at all of the decrease in vitamins from the raw state to the pasteurized state, because every water-soluble vitamin decreased some significantly. But, you know, the researchers say, well, don't worry about it because milk isn't all that an important source of vitamin C and folate, nor of vitamin B12. And that's simply not true. And with the exception of vitamin B2, pasteurization does not appear, this is what they said in the study, to be a concern in diminishing the nutritive value of milk because milk is often not a primary source of these studied vitamins in the North American diet. Put another way, the effect of pasteurizing milk and its the value of the nutrition therein was minimal because they said that many of these vitamins are naturally found in relatively low levels. Now, whenever I read studies like this and I see words like often, then I see what's going on here, because they said often milk is not the primary source of these studied vitamins. So for someone who doesn't drink milk or drinks very little milk, I suppose that's probably true. But what about babies? What about toddlers? I mean, milk is often the primary source of these nutrients for this group. And what about the mom who's worried about her children's junk food habits or pickiness and wants to ensure that her children at least get the basics of what they need? I mean, raw milk can be the primary source of nutrients for these children. And then what about vegetarians depending on milk for vitamin B12? Because vitamin B12 only comes from an animal source. And so the destruction of B12 by pasteurization can be disastrous for these little kids as they're growing stronger. And a good, healthy blood supply is almost completely dependent on an adequate amount of B12 in the system. But for a second, just go back to the premise that people are opposed to pasteurization because it destroys vitamins into milk. That's only half the story. What pasteurization completely destroys is the enzymes. I mean, after all, the test for effective pasteurization is the destruction of the enzyme phosphatase. And many of these enzymes act as carriers for vitamins and minerals in the milk. Whenever milk producers end up with a vat of milk and they, was this pasteurized or not? Well, do a phosphatase test. Because pasteurization will destroy the enzyme phosphatase. So what? Phosphatase is absolutely essential to conduct the calcium in the milk to the bones in your body. If phosphatase is not present, you're not going to get the calcium into your bones you think you're getting from a glass of pasteurized milk. We're going to go to break here in just a second, and when we get back, I want to talk more about this and what pasteurization destroys as opposed to the whole milk. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. We'll be right back.
Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. So, what, as I was saying, what pasteurization completely destroys is the enzyme content. Now, what's an enzyme? An enzyme is a chemical, a protein structure that conveys energy. It allows certain reactions to occur. You have enzymes in your digestive system to break down proteins, to break down fats, to break down sugars, to get them into the bloodstream. What the important aspect of enzyme content in raw milk is to make sure that the vitamins and the enzymes that are present in the milk is present in your digestive system so that what you want from that milk gets into your blood supply, gets into your bones, your brain, your nervous system, your heart, and the rest of the organs that depend upon that. Now, a lot of people, well, the older you get, the less you need milk. Well, there's probably a good argument to that. If you are getting the vitamins, the minerals, and the enzymes that are present in raw milk from another source. Now, I've often told people when they are recovering from a terrible sickness, that they've survived a terrible bout with cancer or they survived a terrible bout with some serious traumatic accident or anything else, that the best foods that they can possibly eat, as simple as possible, is raw milk, and I know this is going to sound a little yucky, but raw eggs. Raw eggs. Well, raw eggs don't have any taste. So if you're making smoothies, if you're making protein shakes, throw in a raw egg or two. It makes it richer, it's much more healthy, and raw eggs have no taste at all. And between the energy and the food, or the nutritional content of raw eggs and the nutritional content of raw milk, I have seen patients make rapid recoveries from some of the most disastrous conditions that they could find themselves. Serious, serious accidents that left them in the hospital 6 to 12 months. Serious cancer where they were told, they were put on hospice several times and still recovered. Now, vitamin D levels. On the assumption that there isn't enough vitamin D in milk to satisfy human needs. If that's the case, where do human infants, where do animals get their vitamin D if not from their mother's milk? and they need that vitamin D for the growth of their bones. And when you see a very healthy-looking baby, that a human baby that has been breastfed, you can tell the difference looking at a human child, 12 months old, 16 months old, whatever, that was breastfed as opposed to one that was fed with formula. We have a rather large pediatric aspect to our practice in Salt Lake City. And so I talk to mothers about this all the time, especially when they're pregnant. And if it's their first child, I tell them, you've got to get education on breastfeeding. Oh, I intend on breastfeeding. Well, then that's good. But there's things that you need to be doing with your body right now in the sense of nutritional support to make sure that your milk is absolutely loaded with what your baby's going to need. And the fact that vitamin D is it's difficult to measure in food. And the levels of vitamin D vary widely depending on the diet of the human mother. Presumably depending on the diet of the animal mother as well. Animals that are in the wild pretty well get the nutrition that they need. So we're going to go to break again here before too much longer, but I want to go through the various vitamins and minerals that were studied and what pasteurization does to each one of these things to try to hit home the point that pasteurization destroys the value of raw milk. You're listening to The Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. We will be right back in just a moment.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company, have two daughters, and then two granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her, so I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better, my thought processes have gotten better, and it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one, and if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other's customers, sign up for a new one with an introductory 0% balance transfer offer so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Hurricane Lee continues stirring up dangerous rip currents and surf in the Bahamas, Hispaniola, the Turks and Caicos, other islands, and elsewhere nearby. The Category 3 storm slowly spinning northward across the Atlantic Ocean. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center, it's still too soon to tell how it could impact the continental U.S. Further out to sea, Category 1 Hurricane Margo has formed, but looks to remain in the middle of the Atlantic through the week. U.S. State Department officials are explaining the $6 billion in Iranian oil money being freed up as part of a prisoner swap. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller got a little frustrated talking to reporters about it on Tuesday.
Right. So where that analogy breaks down, no one has given Iran a dollar here. These are Iran's funds. These are Iranian money.
The U.S. has agreed to release the Iranian funds and release several Iranian prisoners in exchange for the release of five U.S. citizens still being held in Tehran. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Past the hour, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So, we know that raw milk can cure scurvy. Pasteurized milk cannot cure scurvy. Published in Pediatrics, 2001. Calcium. We know that from the animal studies that are done at State Farm or state colleges, calcium, when it's present, has the offspring, especially cattle and sheep and whatever, have longer, denser bones when they're fed raw milk. I could go through the rest of these, but I think I really want to spend some time on the other question that parents have been asking me is the milk that kids are getting with their school lunch. Flavored milks, let me put it this way. Flavored milks are highly sweetened beverages that are made with powdered skim milk. Skim milk is actually the dairy industry's way of getting rid of all the skim milk that's left over from the production of butter and cream. Mostly for ice cream. You take raw milk and you want to get the butter fat out of there because that's what makes ice cream delicious is the tremendous amount of sugar, natural flavoring, and the presence of butter fat. Well, what are you going to do with the milk once you've taken the butterfat out of it? Well, they used to throw it away. So somebody came along and said, hey, why don't we throw some more sugar in that and give it some chocolate and put it on the market? Now, since Americans are very huge ice cream eaters, and since Americans are actually starting to eat more butter these days, thank goodness, there's an enormous amount of this waste product that the industry had to get rid of. So with all the advent of all the modern industrial agriculture, which separates all the farm animal species into confinement facilities, which is just terrible, it's no longer possible for the farmer to feed his leftover skim milk to the pigs after sending the cream to the dairy factory. So what better thing to do with this low-fat waste product than give it to the kids? You know, because of the USDA dietary guidelines, school children are not allowed to have whole milk at lunchtime. Did you know that? They're not allowed to have whole milk at lunchtime, the kind of milk that they would need to grow normally. So instead, their choices are limited to low-fat and flavored milk beverages and chocolate and strawberry flavors. These beverages contain more sugar than a can of soda. And school students almost always will choose the chocolate milk over plain milk, 2-1. And there are reports of kids in the breakfast programs that actually put chocolate milk on their cereals if they go to the school for breakfast before school starts. So thanks to efforts of one Jamie Oliver, who's the host of Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, plus input from thousands of concerned parents, a lot of schools are dropping the flavored milk offering. Because, you know, the kids hate the watery, plain, low-fat milk. No, I can't blame them. So they end up not drinking milk. And then, of course, the dairy industry is not pleased with that, especially as some, you know, policymakers are calling for the introduction of full-fat milk at school lunches, which would be much healthier for the kids. But what? What? Are you kidding? Give valuable butterfat to growing children? Well, of course, that would be terrible for the bottom line of the dairy industry. So the industry increased their lobbying efforts for flavored milks. In the American Dairy Association, the Northeast chapter, in a publication, Dairy Promotion News, there was this article that was titled, quote, Checkoff reinforces importance of offering flavored milk in schools. So according to this article, I'm quoting from it, in response to recent changes in nutritional guidelines allowing schools greater flexibility in meeting nutrition requirements, the American Dairy Association Northeast distributed informational kits to 1,600 school districts about the importance of offering low-fat, flavored milk to kids. Now, that didn't come from somebody's genuine desire to provide children with healthy foods. It's just the bottom line. As most large industries are much more concerned with the bottom line than some false promotion that they put out in front of themselves, well, this is for the betterment of mankind. The promotional kit had a flyer in it, quote, 5 reasons flavored milk is nutritious and appealing to schools and students alike. They only have to have one reason, and that's the tremendous amount of sugar that's present in there. A few years ago, When researching the subject of flavored milk in school lunches, I found these 3 web pages that were dedicated to hawking flavored milk. And the typical arguments go like this, quote, flavored milk is a terrific way for kids, teens, and adults to enjoy milk and get the same 9 essential nutrients found in milk, nutrients that can help kids grow into strong and healthy adults. 9 ingredients. They have so far identified in human mother's milk over 300 ingredients. A can of formula might have a dozen to 15, of which 4 or 5 of them are different names for sugar. It also said this, milk, including flavored, is the number one food source of 3 of the 4 nutrients. The Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. Research shows that children who drink flavored milk drink more milk overall. No kidding. They have better quality diets, they don't consume more added sugar or fat, and are just as likely to be a healthy weight compared to kids who do not consume flavored milk. That's absolute nonsense. So why isn't flavored milk a good way to get 3 out of 4 of the important nutrients in milk, as this advertiser said? Well, since the milk has been heated, once for pasteurization, and then again for the powdering process, any enzymes that will help the body to absorb calcium, to help the body to absorb phosphorus, has been destroyed. And you need vitamin D to utilize calcium and phosphorus, but it's unlikely the vitamin D will be absorbed since it's a fat-soluble vitamin, and there is little, if no, fat present at all in flavored milk, so the vitamin D is gone. Oh, my goodness. Here, real quickly here, we've got a little bit time left here before I join Doug. A couple more points I want to get across. But back to this newsletter from the American Dairy Association Northeast. On the back page is a photo of Abby Koppenhaver, who's a New York dairy farmer and a registered dietitian. And she's participating in the Ironman race that's sponsored by Team Chocolate Milk. And she's shown drinking a bottle of low-fat chocolate milk. And she did the marathon, which consists of 2.5-mile swim, 112-mile bike ride, and a 26.5-mile run. In 14 hours and 4 minutes. Now, typical winners usually complete the course in just over 9 hours. It took her 14 hours. And Abby looks nice and slim, as she should, engaging in, you know, those kinds of exercises. You're going to look slim. But on the opposite page, you have two group photos of the state dairy princesses, the outgoing winners and the incoming winners. And recently at a dairy conference, a dairy farmer was promoting whole milk for school children, pointing out that all 6 of the teenage girls that are in this picture are overweight, and some of them quite a bit. The dirty little secret of these flavored milks is that they provide the perfect combination of ingredients to gain weight, in spite of the industry's efforts to claim to the contrary. First is the low-fat powdered milk. If you feed low-fat powdered milk to pigs who have a similar metabolism to humans, they rapidly gain weight. But they will stay lean if you feed them whole milk, which seems counterintuitive. But anybody who's been listening to this show long enough, or my podcast or whatever else, you need animal fats in order to stay slim. They give you energy. They support proper thyroid function. They help with detoxification so that these toxins don't lodge in the body fat and make you gain more fat, and they contribute to satiety. When fat is present in your food, you don't eat as much because you're satisfied much quicker. And then the sugar, or the combination of sugar and high fructose corn syrup. I mean, the added sweeteners in one serving of flavored milk adds up to anywhere from 25 to 30 grams, and 30 grams is 2 tablespoons. So if this added sugar contributes only 4% of the sugar intake in children, as the study said, ages 2 to 18, then these kids are eating a heck of a lot of sugar. Maybe because the flavored milk leaves them so unsatisfied because there's no milk fat present and they just keep eating. And then the third ingredient that we know in flavored milk that can cause weight gain, glutamic acid, basically MSG. Now, you all know about MSG. It is formed during the milk powdering process and also lurking in the artificial and, when it says, natural flavors. Researchers use MSG, monosodium glutamate, to induce obesity in test animals. I want to say that again. When researchers are studying obesity, metabolic imbalance, metabolic problems in test animals, they feed them MSG to make them fat before they do the fat studies. And a study at the University of North Carolina found that people who eat more MSG are more likely to be overweight or obese, no matter how many calories they consumed overall. So, I mean, here's a good explanation of how MSG disrupts the human metabolism to gain weight, because it simply interrupts the body's ability to process sugars correctly. And the fact that spokespersons can promote these food-like products is just an indictment of the whole dairy industry. I mean, they're absolutely not appropriate for anybody, especially growing children. I mean, what kind of a society believes that it's a good idea to feed garbage to children? And it only underlies what I've been saying for many, many years. I don't care what you what you're holding in your hands. If you add enough sugar to it, anybody's going to eat it. And I've used, in the past, I've used some rather unhealthy examples of what you might be holding in your hands. But if you add enough sugar and you throw in some chocolate, you can get people to eat just about anything. So here's another example where byproducts, you know, another one is like cotton. The, you know, when they're separating the cotton seed from cotton, and there's a whole history, part, a chapter of American history on that subject alone with Eli Whitney and the cotton gin, they end up with all these seeds. And they end up with more seeds than they need for any future planting of cotton. And by the time the ginning of the cotton is over with, they have bags and bags and bags of seed. And so one enterprising guy comes along here many decades ago and says, well, those things are full of oil. Why don't we squeeze the oil out of it and sell it? We wear cotton. We don't eat cotton. And so you're going to see cottonseed oil as a source of fats in some foods. You want to stay away from that as far as you possibly can. And as far as sugar in all of our milk products, especially with kids, be so very careful what your children are drinking. Be joining Doug here after the next break. You can get more of what I've talked about at thegooddayhealthshow.com/podcasts. And also my podcast at ForbiddenDoctor.com. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'm going to be joining Doug here in just a few moments. I'm glad that you're a part of our listenership. I'll see you in a few moments.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433. 800-827-3433.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are 53 after the hour. Good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Nuka chiropractor, also GAPS practitioner. Excellent when it comes to understanding what your body needs. And he's brought to us by the folks at Calitrin. The success to losing weight is attitude, work, and having the right experience with people who care about you. And that's what you'll find when you go to the Calitrin website, toploss.com. People who care about you. You can talk to a counselor. They'll guide you through your program. This is an all-natural product, the only one that exists anywhere like this, that'll help you not only lose the weight, but keep it off. So for more info on how to take advantage of their best sale, the Labor Day sale continues this week, biggest sale of the year, extended for another week, go to the Calitrin website, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out, and you get the product, the best deal on the product, and also free shipping, toploss.com. Okay, so I want to talk with you about one of our themes here is we have our discussions as part of Good Day and as part of the Good Day Health Program that you do. Vitamin B2, also known as riboflavin, apparently is the key compound. My physical therapist and I have been talking about different things that make up our body. She is right from the same school that you are about vaccines and about food being, and so am I. But I mean, here's somebody who's another expert in the field. Food is your medicine. But she's also talking about some of the things that are around that are really helpful. And vitamin B2 has a lot of properties. Matter of fact, it became the reason a young baby lived, because this baby had a rare genetic disease called Mitchell syndrome. And I don't know, I've never heard of it before. It's really a rare disease, apparently. 20 recorded cases, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it either.
No, but because this somehow or other the mother got information about vitamin B2 and started giving it to her, the doctor said, well, no, don't worry, you know, she's just having a teething problem. Well, the mother said no, and so they did an MRI and found that her covering of the nerve fibers in the brain were deteriorating. So she did some research, decided on her own to give the baby B2, and now the baby has recovered and is the only one of 23 in the last 5-6 years who has recovered from this disease. And the only thing they can figure is there was the vitamin B2. So what's vitamin B2 gut? What is vitamin B2?
Well, it's riboflavin, but all the vitamin B family, as far as Mother Nature is concerned, all appear together. Yep. There's not a vitamin B root. There's not a vitamin B2 tree. There's not a vitamin B2 vegetable.
Tree.
All the vitamin Bs occur in nature. Brown rice, the coating on rice before they take it off and turning it into white rice, yep, loaded with Bs. The bran in wheat is loaded with Bs. Liver is loaded with Bs. And anytime we start getting the vitamin for the nervous system, although the nervous system needs all of them, the main vitamin for the nervous system is vitamin B, whether it's B1 all the way through B21. And now they're even talking about another 20 Bs that they're starting to discover.
Wow.
up to the B40s.
Man.
They're there. But when we are deficient in vitamin B, whether it's riboflavin, thiamine, or all the rest of the B family, mm-hmm, and I take a bunch of it every morning myself,
yeah, I do
there's
too,
going to be some deficiency in the nervous system. And apparently the myelin sheath that they're talking about in this case with this youngster, mm-hmm, began to come apart in the brain at an extremely early age.
Mm.
So if I was taking care of this child, and I take care of children with these kinds of problems, not this particular case, but different problems,
right,
involving the nervous system. Mom, tell me what your prenatal diet consisted of. But in fact, Mom, tell me what you've been eating regularly since you were a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
When your periods began, your body started to lay down very important nutritional reservoirs for the time when a baby was going to show up. So no, there's no judgment here. There's no fault here, anything like that. Tell me what you've been eating so I have a better idea what went into this baby in development, because there may have been a vitamin B shortage in Mama's prenatal diet. That's the first,
yeah,
thing I look for.
Yeah.
But now that baby, that child is going to make sure, we want to make sure that child has good vitamin B sources the rest of its life.
Right. Keep it to protect it. Yep. All right. There it is. The word from the wise Dr. Jactor?
That'll work.
Dr. Jactor. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
This program is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.